Urban this morning, 93.9 WLVB. I thought that was an appropriate song. I always tend to, when I have interview guests, I always try to find a song that at least kind of somewhat ties in with our subject. So Sweet Thing, well, maple syrup, maple, Sweet Thing. It's 8:19 at 93.9 WLVB because we are talking maple this morning, though it's still a little early before they're actually going to get some actual sap out of the trees. But it's never too early to talk about it, though. Mark Izzlehart is here this morning from the UVM Extension Service, a maple specialist. Well, that must be a sweet job there, Mark.
It's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Yep, very nice.
Good to have you here this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So you were telling me before we before we start that some of the bigger producers have already started getting ready, right?
Yeah. Actually, people are tapping now, the real big operations, and it's not so much to get sap that may or may not have flowed during this recent warm period, but
right.
It's really just to be ready just in time for when the season starts.
When it really gets going.
If you have tens of thousands of taps, you need to make sure that you're all tapped in before the big runs come later on.
And you say there are producers that have as many as how many taps?
There's some in Lamoille County that have 70, 80,000 taps.
Wow. Yeah. So they got to be, so when the season's going, they got to be, they can't miss a single day of it.
No.
So. But you don't get much because the trees aren't ready, you were telling me beforehand.
Not quite ready.
They're not, you're not going to really get anything from them yet.
And the smaller producers and even the folks who do backyard sugaring, they can wait a little bit. They can really keep an eye on the forecast and be ready just in time. But when you have a real big crew, big operation, you got to get going early.
And certainly hoping for another good season. Last season was a good one.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was. We had a lot of questions leading up to it. People were wondering what's it going to be. But like we always say, we'll tell you exactly how the season was in May.
Yeah, because I mean, it's the weather. That's all that is to it. I mean, you got to be prepared, like you said. But it's kind of scary to be so dependent on the weather on how your crop is going to be.
The weather is a big part. There's no doubt about it. Modern technology, tubing systems, nice high vacuum, that can help moderate some of the variability from year to year.
Right.
Being really vigilant about keeping leaks to a minimum, maintaining your woods, making sure your trees are healthy.
Yeah.
Those are all things that producers can do.
Right.
To improve their chances at a good season.
Yeah, but the other reason why Mark's here this morning is coming up at the end of the month over at People's Academy is the annual Maple Conference. Well, now, actually, you have more than one of them. You have another one somewhere else, too, right?
Right. So these conferences are a partnership between UVM Extension and the Vermont Maple Sugar Makers Association.
Mm-hmm.
Which, as an aside, that organization was founded in Morrisville back in, I believe it was 1896.
So Lamoille County, right at the top of the heap there.
Oh, yeah. So this is a chance for producers, experienced producers, people looking to maybe get into maple. Everyone can come to these conferences and learn something.
Right.
We host two events. This year, it's going to be held at People's Academy, which is a change. In the past, we've been having it at Lamoille High School. But this year, we're going to be at PA. And the other one is in Brattleboro. So if anyone is traveling south or didn't get to see everything they wanted to see, they can certainly drive down to Brattleboro.
So talk about some of the things that happened at the conference.
Sure. So the date is the 28th of January, and it's an all-day thing. Starts at 7:30, goes all the way to 3:30, 4 o'clock.
Right.
And what we have is in Morrisville, we have 24 different classes. So there are four roughly one-hour sessions. Everything from sap and syrup production to business and marketing, maple science, forest health, sugar bush health.
Mm-hmm.
There's something for everyone. And so each one of those hour classes, basically, you can choose from six different classes.
Right.
And we've got George Cook is giving a presentation on beginning sugar making.
Yeah, we all know about George right here. Yeah,
and he has a great program for people who are maybe not sure about it, haven't tried it before, want to get into it. He'll also be doing a longer session on tubing.
Right, because he has his own little modest little operation at his place too.
Yeah, well, anyone who's ever done even one bucket is a lot of work when you are tied to sap flow. So
yeah,
it. no matter your scale, it's a lot of work, for sure.
Right.
So I'll be talking about some research we've done on tapping. I'll also be talking about getting into filtering, how to filter properly. But then we have everything, you know, everything from the highest technology and RO, boiling really high concentrated sap, stuff about impacts of drought on trees, the Forest 10 outbreak is really quite a wide range. And what I'll say is that we've put together a program and we have a publication called the Maple Mainline. And I left some copies here at LVB. They're also available online. If you just go to UVM Extension Maple, you can find it.
Right. So if people are interested in finding out more about the conference, so they can stop in here. We've got the whole pamphlet there.
Yep.
So this is open. So this is open to beginner. Is this open to just the general public too, or is this mostly for maple people?
Well, it's really for anyone interested in maple. I mean, we've had people who have never tapped a tree in their life, and we have people who have been doing it for many generations that all come, which is kind of really the special thing about it. You always learn something. Sugar makers are, you know, in a way, they're all competitors. In another way, people are sharing experiences, tips and tricks and things like that. Mm. So the registration is handled through the Sugar Makers Association. So if you go to vermontmaple.org, you can find out more about registration.
Now, do you need to register in advance or can you register the day of?
If you're going to register online, you need to do it up until about a week before. So I believe the 20th would be the cutoff for online registration.
Right.
They do day of registration. It's a little bit more expensive, and it we would appreciate knowing ahead of time just for meals and things like that.
So there's a cost to it as far as those are for taking courses?
Yes. Yeah. Right. So the whole day thing with all those different options, if you're a member of the Sugar Makers Association, it's $10 plus $15 for the meal.
Okay.
If you're not a member, it's $40. It's still a good deal, I would argue, and you know, the meal would be added on top of that.
Now, what does that money include? The registration, does that include?
It's all the classes.
Oh, really? All inclusive.
So all day thing, and the meal is an add-on.
The meal is an add-on. Yeah.
Students are only $5, so if you have kids who are interested in sugaring, you know, certainly bring them along. And everyone's interested in the meal for sure. So.
Yeah, well, I can almost imagine what one of the ingredients will be.
Yeah. There's no secret there. But so Jeff Brin, he's the food services director over at PA. He's put together a really nice menu. We've got maple roasted pork loin, mashed potatoes, baked sweet potatoes, maple glazed carrots, maple cream pie. There's definitely a theme.
I was detecting that.
Yeah. So we're the meal's really going to be terrific and keep people excited. And we hope that people will come and learn about, you know, the latest and greatest things in maple, try to answer your questions. We've got speakers from Forest and Parks. Lamoille County Forester Rick Dyer is going to be talking about a few different programs.
Right.
And just there's some really neat speakers. One of the things, we have a speaker who's going to be sort of opening the session so everyone will hear. And he's actually a history professor from Champlain College. Hmm. He spent several years interviewing sugar makers, taking sort of oral history and compiling it. And it's really, his talk is going to be about the changing face of maple and how the industry's changed, especially in the last 15 years. There's been a big growth.
Yeah.
And really trying to have producers understand what's changed and how can they kind of harness that change to improve their operation.
Right, because you really have to keep up with, especially the bigger ones, have to really keep up with the techniques and the technology all the time, I would think.
And at the end of the day, if you have one bucket or 80,000 taps, we're all producing the same great product.
Right.
And so as long as everyone's, you know, on the same page and understand how to make a quality product, everything will be great.
Right. And you have all the technology and all the know-how ready to go, and then it's just up to Mother Nature after that.
There's a bit of...
There's no course on that.
No. We have to pretty much take what we get.
Yeah.
But producers... producers are excited for the season.
Yep.
Many people have been doing a lot of work over the summer and fall, making repairs, expanding.
Because it's a lot more than just waiting for the sap to come and boiling. There's a lot more to it than that, as we know.
And actually, while I'm here, I will just mention that Lamoille County Sugar Makers Association is hosting what's called Maple Rama this summer. And that's sort of a couple a day conference where people tour around different sugar makers. So just put it in the back of your mind that I'm sure someone will be coming in to talk more details about that.
I'm sure somebody, some maple specialists around here will probably do that, I would think. So maple rum, because that usually they move that around.
It rotates from county to county. Last year it was in Windham County, and this is Lamoille County's year.
Excellent. All right. Great. Okay. So, all right. So everything we need to know about maple, the annual maple conference again at People's Academy on January 28th. That's a Saturday. And again, what's the to register for more information?
Sure. If they go to vermontmaple.org, that's the Vermont Maple Sugar Makers Association website. Or if they want to contact me, you can just look up Maple Extension, UVM, and I'd be happy to answer any questions. Right.
And we get George Cook here as well. That's right. Who will definitely answer about it too. Well, thanks, Mark, and good luck with the conference, and we'll cross our fingers for another great season of the best flavor in the whole world, as we all know.
That's right.
We can brag about it all we want because it's true. Mark Gisselhart from the UVM Extension Service with us this morning. Thanks,
Roland.
All right, 93.9 WLVB. We have a check of.